Good morning. Today we are starting a new topic. It's actually a two-in-one topic, and I'll explain shortly what that means. We're going to be talking about two issues, two halachas that may actually conflict with each other, and we're going to have to see how to reconcile the two. And it goes as follows. We're going to talk about the concept of getting to shul and being of the first 10 to shul. So that means going to shul early. That will be our first topic. The second topic is the mitzvah, the concept, to go to shul with one's tallis and tefillin already on. So not to put them on in shul, but when one is at home, to put them on at home and go to shul ready to go for davening and to get to shul with the tallis and tefillin on already. And where do those possibly conflict is if somebody goes to an early minyan, an eitz minyan, and 10 people go to shul early, they're there before you could put on your tallis and tefillin at home. So we have a conflict. Should you be of the first 10, or should you wait at home, put on your tallis and tefillin at Mishiyakir? That's the time you can put on your tallis and tefillin and get to shul. But if you do that, you will not be of the first 10 into shul. So Amir Tashem, we will get to that at the end. We'll talk about the first topic, then we'll talk about the second topic. And then when we talk about when they conflict, which of them is possibly more important than the other. So just a little bit background before we get into these topics. They are both centered around the concept that we see. It's in Parsha Truma, Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Besocham. Make for me a base of Mikdash, literally, and I will come and descend to the base of Mikdash. It says the Zohar, nowadays our shuls are our base of Mikdash. They are our Mikdash, Asuli Mikdash. We still have the shuls, although we unfortunately don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and the Zohar says that that is where the Shechinah is. It's also Gemara's that talk about this in a number of places as well. So continuing along the lines with the Zohar says in Parshas Naso, Ashrei hu Adam hanimtza me'elu asar rishonim be'Beis HaKnesset, is praiseworthy one who is of the first 10 in the Shul, Mishum Shebehem Nishlam Masha Nishlam, because with the 10, that is one, it is completed, what is completed. What does that mean? The Eidah makes up the minyan. When you have 10, Shedo Pachos Miasara, because a minyan is not fewer than 10 people, you need 10 for a minyan. Vehen Mitkachim Tchilak Bishchin. And then they are the ones who are sanctified first with the Shechina in Shul. And then the Zohar comes on and says something very powerful. It says that those 10 people are like the limbs of a body, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the body all at once. All at once, all the limbs at one time. The same thing applies with the 10 people in the shul. That is the creation of the minyan upon which the Shekhinah descends. So it's a very powerful concept that they are the goof. They are the body of the minyan, and they brought down and they have the Shekhinah descend upon them. Even more than others, apparently, there are sources that say that. So to get into the skula, the strength, the importance of coming to shul early, there is a Gemara in Brachos Ches Amud Aleph that says that when Rabbi Yochanan heard that there are Jews in Bavel that are living very long lives, he said, I don't understand why. He was shocked by that, because the Pasuk says, L'man yirbu yemechem v'mei v'nechem al ha'adama. There's going to be arichus yamim when somebody lives in the land in Israel. But to have Arichus Yamim, to live a long life out of Israel, how is that possible? The Pasuk specifically talks about in Israel. And once they told him that the reason is, they told him about this Canaan, these elderly people, that they would get to Shul very early. Mashkimi in the Beis HaKnesses Baboker, they would come early. Achlim Natzesme Beis HaKnesses Ba'erev, and they would stay late in Shul. They would stay late into the evening. He said that is the reason why they are being Zoche to Arichus Yamim. So when it comes to our topic, 10 people not only being there early, but being of the first 10 in shul, the Gemara in Brachos Mem Zayin Amabeis says as follows: Lo'olam Yashkim Adam Lebeis HaKnesses Kedei Sheyizke V'Yimane Im Asar HaRishonim. Everyone should always, the Olam, all the time, somebody should get up early. Everybody should get up early, go to shul, in order to be zoche, to be of the first 10 people in the shul. Shafilu mea bayim achrav, even if 100 people come after that first 10, kibel alav schar kulam, those first 10 will receive the schar of everyone that comes after them. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean? that the first 10 get all of the scar for the next 100, and the next 100 get no scar. The first 10 take away the scar of the next 100. That doesn't seem to make sense, because the next 100 still came to shul, and they still had to do a tremendous mitzvah. So the Gemara says, nosnim lo schar keneged kulam. It's not that they will, the first 10 will take away the scar of the next 100, but they will receive schar equal to them. So their schar of those first 10 is that they came early, that they'll also get the schar equal to the schar of the 100 that come after them. So the Baruch HaShulchan says as follows, V'kevan shal yadoba ashchina, kedai hu lekabel schar keneged kol abim acharav. Because the Shechina came because of the first 10, it makes sense that they are going to get the schar for everyone who comes afterward, because they're benefiting from the Shechina that was brought by the first 10. And then he says something very important. Even if you are not able to be of the first 10, it could be that somebody has challenges in the morning and has stomach challenges, and they need to spend time in the bathroom, and it delays their ability to go to shul and the like, because you can't daven in that situation. Whatever the valid reason is that somebody is not able to be of the first 10 in shul, nonetheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Yehader Lava b'muktam ha'efshari shiachol. Still, nonetheless, each individual should try to come as early as possible, even after the first 10. There are already 11, 12, 30, 80 people in shul. Still, don't dilly-dally, don't delay, don't tarry, but come as soon as possible. Why is that? The chol haba kodem karav yosel yenikas ha'kedusha me'abim achar kach. Because the sooner you come, the closer you are to the kedusha of the establishment of that minyan. So, very important. What we've seen today is that we have this concept of being of the first 10. And even if you're not of the first 10, and the first 10, they create the minyan, they create them, they have the Shechina descend upon them. They're like the body there that's been created, and they're all the limbs of the body. But even somebody who can't be of the first 10, says the Aruch HaShulchan very powerfully, don't delay. Be there as soon as you can, because the sooner you get there, the better it is. And just one last point when it comes to the Kaf HaChaim says that they're great people, Anshei Maisa, that they are noeg in a day that they do not get to shul of the first 10. They even fast. They even fast as if to penalize themselves for not having been the first 10. So that's how treasured it was for them to be of the first 10. They were even fasting on days they didn't make it. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue tomorrow in understanding the halachas of being of the first 10 in the shul. Have a wonderful day.